Oh, wow. There are quite a few here today. Seems I'm not the only bunny girl around. Is it Monday? I know monster girls and boys get discounts on Mondays. What? You don't think those ones are cute? Come on, her fuzzy ears are absolutely precious. You're grabbing my arm so tightly. Trying to tell me something? Well, I suppose they aren't exactly like me. I know you like how I can just pick you up and have my way with you. Only if you want it, obviously. I may be as horny as a bunny girl could be, but I have my limits. Come here, cutie. Let's head over to our favorite table. Miss Hissy saved it just for us. She texted me to say she chased off Miss Buzzkill earlier. Dang B-girls, never know when to lay off. Saved me some effort having to keep her away from you, though. So, ordering your regular? So predictable. Come on. I was just teasing. You know I like that. Because you're also reliably good for me in the morning. Enjoyed our little bit of morning sex earlier. I just love waking up to you, just begging for me to take you. Of course, I'm always down to go down again. And, well, I always enjoy a good ride. I get to watch you moan and beg for more. I know you had fun. You were all snuggly this morning. I really enjoyed wrapping my arms around you, holding you close. I can tell you're pressing up against me in the booth, thinking about it. Feeling my arms again? Well, I haven't done that much work this morning. I could use a little bit more of a warm-up before I head to the gym. Wait a minute. Are you hard? Let me see. Here. Oh, you definitely are. No, I am pretty hungry. Shh now. No one is going to notice if you keep cool. You're definitely hard, and I love that. Seems you need a little bit more to be satisfied this morning, hmm? There we go. I knew you'd like it. Feeling my strong hands grasp your cock. It feels amazing, even through your pants. And you know what? If the server comes over, I'm not going to stop. Oh, Miss Hissy. Yes. Thank you so much for reserving our table. I like treating my man to a nice breakfast. And this is the best spot in town. That, and you have the best service I could ask for. We'll get our regulars. Right, cutie? There we go. Thank you. See? She didn't even know that I'm stroking this amazing cock. Just under the table. Or maybe she did. And likes that I'm taking care of you while we wait for our food. But the real question is, should I take this cock out? That way, I could get a better grasp of what you need. Is that what you want? Well, you might have to ask me. After all, we are in public. And you know how important consent is to me. Was that a yes? Louder, cutie. There we go. Good boy. Let me just... Damn it. Here we go. This Buzzkill is here. Hey, B. Buzz off. This is our spot. And I'm here with my boyfriend. You lost your chance. He's mine. Well, if you're upset, then maybe we could step outside and figure things out. That's what I thought. You don't want that, do you? Then leave us in peace, because I'm having a nice breakfast and I don't want to have to mess with someone up instead of cuddling with my boyfriend in our booth. There. You feeling okay? I know she's mean, but I'm here. I'll just wrap my arm around you and hold you close. Is that better? Good. I'm glad. Plus, it gets me a better angle to stroke this amazing cock. Now, where were we? Oh, right. I was getting you a little more comfortable. Damn. You're so much harder than I thought. I may have seen it this morning, but I miss this cock. It always felt so nice in my hands. I know you love feeling my strong hand wrapped around your cock like this. Squeezing you, stroking you, while I pull you closer into a little hug. It's okay. You can lay your head on my shoulder if you want. Does this feel better? You know, I might think you enjoy getting stroked in front of an entire restaurant. Is that it? If not, you can just close your eyes. I know you're tired, and I love feeling your sleepy breaths when you lie on me. It's so cute. Just like those little subtle moans you make when I stroke you all the way down to the base and slide my fingers down to gently caress your balls too, like this. A load of cum sounds delicious for a pre-breakfast treat. Are you going to give it to me? Hush now. Don't moan too loud. I love hearing them, but I don't want to draw too much attention to us. Plus, that stupid bee is getting jealous. I think she might see us. She wishes she could have this cock. But you're all mine. That's it. Gentle moans. Fuck, I love it. I love hearing little whimpers when I squeeze as I stroke up and down, rotating my hand around your shaft. I want you to come in my hand, okay? I'm going to take my other arm off of you for a second, and I'll bring it below the table to catch every drop. I don't want to make a mess. Plus, I want it all to be mine. My cum. From my man. I'll stroke you a little faster. Our breakfast is almost up, and you don't want to cut this short, do you? You need to be rested for your morning meal, and I want my morning meal. Come on, cutie. Come for me. Feel my strong hands pump this cock. Feel me milking you, and let it all out. Have a quiet little orgasm for me and shoot it all into my palm. I want to slurp it all up. I want to eat your hot load of cum. Are you ready? Yeah? Then come. Come for me. Be a good little boy and come into my hands. Come. That's it. That's it. Good boy. Oh my. That's a good boy. Don't worry. I won't stop until it's all out. Stroking and stroking and milking. There we go. Fuck, that's a lot of cum. I almost didn't get it all. Luckily, I was ready. were so good for me. Now, let me slurp it all up for you. Delicious. You always taste amazing in the morning. I almost want more. But, well, here comes our breakfast. All right. Thank you. It looks delicious. Yes, that's everything. We're good. God, this looks so good. I'm so glad we came. And you know, I think I want more of what you gave me. Maybe I might want some dessert. If you're up for it, at least. Let's eat up. And then I'll eat whatever you have left.